This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The SEC has surpassed $1 billion in awards for its whistleblower program, with the latest awards totaling $114 million, including an award of $110 million to a single whistleblower. The $1 billion total includes over $500 million during 2021 alone, and the $110 million award just announced is the second highest ever given. Only a $114 million award in October of 2020 was higher. Don't forget to register for FIA's International Derivatives Expo on September 27th and 28th in London. This is an in-person event at the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge, but there may be some streaming content. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. JLN is setting up some interviews for IDX. If you're on a panel and want to chat about the discussion or have an announcement you want to share more about, contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com to set up an interview. If you bring a selfie stick, we can even do it as a video interview. The nighttime temperatures in Chicago are starting to drop, which means that fall is in the air. It is less than a week away. One thing that means is that Rocktoberfest is upon us. A leg to stand on, which supports kids in developing countries with free prosthetic care and procedures, is hosting its annual Rocktoberfest livestream event on October 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The event features people you know and some you will get to meet, and bands from the financial services sector, banks, exchanges, hedge funds, and brokers in New York, Chicago, and London. The event is a key fundraiser for the charity, and your support is enthusiastically welcomed. Since it started in 2013, Aalto has helped more than 20,000 kids in 10 countries and also developed its own universal modular prosthetic lower limb system. If you'd like to donate to Rocktoberfest and honor one of the bands playing, you can do so with a link in today's newsletter. The latest team of the week for Wall Street Rides Far is Team Rosenblatt, riding in service to others. Wall Street Rides Far said about Team Rosenblatt, "While fiercely driven to be the best in the industry in all that it does, when it comes to causes that matter and doing what's right, the team at Rosenblatt Securities, a boutique tech research and investment bank and agency-only institutional broker, never hesitates to go the extra mile." My procedure on my back to implant an electronic stimulator device did not happen yesterday. It is to be rescheduled. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We're in a dry spell, but our work continues nonetheless, and we have lots of new videos coming out soon. Stay tuned. CBOE Europe Derivatives first week volume tally as of September 13th was 64 contracts, a CBOE spokesman confirmed. The most traded futures contract during that period was 22 contracts of the CBOE NL25 index, CBOE's Netherlands index, with a September 17, 2021 expiry. The Amsterdam-based marketplace CEDX opened September 6 and offers futures and options based on CBOE Europe, single country, and pan-European indices. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from CNN. U.S. coronavirus. One in every 500 U.S. residents have died of COVID-19. The United States has reached another grim milestone in its fight against the devastating COVID-19 pandemic. One in 500 Americans have died from coronavirus since the nation's first reported infection. As of Tuesday night, 663,913 people in the U.S. have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University data. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the U.S. population as of April 2020 was 331.4 million. my comment, this is not a lottery for which you want to be chosen. Here's a press release from Vincent and Elkins, a law firm. Vincent and Elkins report identifies key emerging trends spurring energy transition, IPOs, and SPAC combinations. The creation of a myriad of new public companies through traditional IPOs and de-SPACs, business combination transactions, focused on the energy evolution and clean energy, is expected to dramatically increase, according to a new analysis from Vincent and Elkins. The report, entitled What's Driving Transition Energy IPOs and SPAC Combinations, examines the key factors that are fueling capital expenditures in the energy transition. My comment, here is a link for the report right here in the newsletter. Here's a story from Suzanne Woolley. Even the rich think it will take a miracle to retire. A survey of investors with portfolios worth a median $450,000 shows that many people are worried. In order to retire and enjoy decades of financial security, 2 in 5 American investors figures it will take A, $300,000, B, $750,000, C, $1.7 million, or D, a miracle. The answer, according to the 2021 Naxos Global Retirement Index released Tuesday, is choice D, a miracle. That's what 46% of millennials, 45% of Gen X, and 30% of baby boomers said in an annual survey. My comment, there should be an adjective before miracle in choice D. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Over 100 economists urge U.S. Congress to invest in childcare. Billions in economic growth is at stake, economists and public policy scholars say in an open letter. More than 125 economists and public policy scholars signed a letter calling on the U.S. Congress to support investment in affordable child care for American families. My comment, this would be a great help to get the economy going and be investing in the ultimate futures contract. Here's a story from the New York Times. Computers will conquer your face. It is difficult to avoid sounding vulgar somehow when discussing the future of facial computing. There's something inescapably crude, isn't there, about the prospect of everyone walking around with computers on our faces. And yet I suspect the world may adopt face computers anyway, and not long from now, perhaps even within the coming decade. People in tech have long been wondering what might succeed smartphones as the next dominant computing platform. For a long time, I've thought that nothing would, that phones would remain our primary computers for the foreseeable future. In the past few months, though, I've begun to face the fact that our faces are in trouble. The face computer is coming. Brace yourself for an onslaught of smart glasses, virtual reality headsets, and other devices that connect your eyes to the digital world. My comment, prediction, in the year 2027, you will attend a virtual conference that is a virtual reality or augmented reality conference. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Peter Thiel, Silicon Valley, Donald Trump, and democracy to make billions tax-free, from Bloomberg Businessweek. Second was a 25-year-old intern will run a billion-dollar crypto unit at Jump Trading Group, from Markets Insider. Third was the Financial Times, cryptocurrency rise of decentralized finance sparked dirty money fears. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.